Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 a year on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings per year based on survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Yes, indeed. Take that for data. We got Jovan Buha, the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And obviously, unless you've been sitting under a rock, you know that there's a lot to talk about with the Los Angeles Lakers. And that's what we're going to get into right now. Rob, over the weekend on Saturday, LeBron James goes down with a high ankle sprain in a game against the Atlanta Hawks.
And I didn't see anything dirty there, did you?
Nah, and we talked about that on Undisputed today. I'm totally with you. Like,
I didn't see anything dirty.
It was a loose ball, and I heard Montrezl Harrell say that, right? Solomon Hill, who's the one that injured LeBron, didn't make a basketball play. Here's the thing. On a loose ball, what's a basketball play on a loose ball?
You're just
guys
trying to get
dive,
the ball.
Right. They right. dive, they reach, they jump for loose ball, whatever it takes to get it. I mean, within reason. And that's what he was doing. He dove for a loose ball, and his momentum carried him into LeBron's ankle, as LeBron's momentum carried him into Solomon, and that was it, Solomon Hill. Here's the thing, Rob. If LeBron was dribbling up the court or even on the wing in a triple threat position or whatever, just had control of the ball, and a guy dives at him, that's one thing.
Right.
But this wasn't that. So I just – and look, the fact that it was only a Lakers teammate or teammates – that and Lakers fans that saw it as dirty, Rob, that tells you everything. LeBron
didn't see
say
anybody
it was
else say that.
Nope. Nobody around the league said it. So Solomon Hill should not be castigated or anything for this.
And he said, like, I respect the game. I was just trying to make, get the ball, basically. Yep. And it happened.
And that's what it looked like. It just, it happens, right? You know, but here's my take. And we don't know how long he's going to be out. Some people are saying if he recovers quickly, he could be back in 3 to 4 weeks. If he, but it could be 6 weeks. Obviously he's older, 36 years old now. And at the older you get, the longer it takes you to recover. And you wonder if that'll play a factor. But here's what I'm going to say, Rob. I believe they're going to fall mightily in the standings. If he's out 4 weeks,
he's out a month.
The 15 games they play in that period, 10 of them are against playoff teams.
So right there, you got a 5-10 record.
Right, and that's not including their next game, which is against New Orleans, who's not a playoff team right now, but playing well. You know, they beat Denver, they beat the Clippers just within the past week. So that's not a gimme. So I expect them to fall. Rob, they're 2.5 games ahead of 6-seeded Portland. So they're the 3rd seed, the Lakers, but they could fall to 6 or below. And you know, Rob, anything below 6, you're in the play-in game. So right. There you go with your March Madness almost. You know, the way it works is the 7th and 8th seeds play the 9th and 10th seeds, and they get the 7th seed will get 2 chances to beat the 10th seed. And, you know, which you should be able to do. But, you know, if you don't, you're out. But I expect them to fall, Rob, and maybe even the 7. But I still believe if, and this is a big if. I don't know if it's a big if, but we expect them, right? We expect Anthony Davis to come back healthy, and we expect LeBron James to come back healthy. If they do, Rob, let's say it's 6 weeks, LeBron's back a couple of weeks before the playoffs begin. Anthony Davis is back in 2 or 3 weeks from today, and he's got time to work himself into shape. I still, Rob Parker, believe the Lakers are the team to beat in the West. Still.
I could not disagree with you more. I think that the Lakers, any thought or idea that they were going to repeat just went out the window. It's bad enough not having Anthony Davis, but now LeBron for potentially a month. You're going to be trying, and even when he gets back, you don't know where he is. At 36 years old, Chris, totally different animal. I know LeBron has had a history of being able to come back quicker than normal, but as you get older, those things don't happen. Anthony Davis has been out a lot, and this team, even with those two guys, aren't as good of the same team as when they had Rondo and Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. I don't think that this team is better than that team. And obviously, that team won a championship. So, of course, Chris, you know what I mean, on paper. But I don't think that this team is better. And now you're asking for two guys to come back and your two stars and for them to be okay after not playing for a while together. It's just too many things have to go right for them to compete and for them to play. And then the West is tough. The West is tough.
So
it's
you're
not a
saying
cakewalk.
You because you started by saying you don't think they'll repeat. And look, I do.
No,
think
no, no.
I
think their
but
championship
I think the Lakers
aspirations
will get out of the West.
I think their championship aspirations are done. They will not get out of the West. They will not compete for a championship.
Wow, wow, Rob
Double
Parker.
Wow.
I mean, here's the thing. Look, let's say, worst case scenario, they're a 7th seed. And I think while they may be 7 when LeBron gets back, I think he'll lift them a few spots. So they may finish up as a 6th seed. Let's say they're the 6th seed. And you start off the first round with, I don't know, Phoenix. Okay, that's a tough one. But, you know, that they can beat Phoenix. And then you got the 3-6 matchup, so you're in the 2-3. So maybe you got the Clippers in the second round. You're going to have to beat these teams anyway.
No, I get that.
Like the West, you know that. The West, like the first seed, Utah, they, let's say they finish first, they could get Dallas, Golden State, San Antonio.
The Clippers had Dallas to win in their first round last year, right?
I mean,
Dallas was no pushover. Then they had Denver that had gone to that was one game away from the conference finals the year before,
right?
Denver, remember they lost in the game 7 at home to Portland,
yep.
And that they didn't get to the conference finals, Chris. So they had two tough opponents.
The West is tough, yeah. So my point is, yes, they'd love to finish in the top 3 or 4, but even if you finish with one of those seeds, the road to the NBA finals in the West is going to be tough. But Rob, so here's my thing. Picture, and you are absolutely right. If LeBron James doesn't come back close to himself, they got no chance. I'll be the first to admit that. And if Anthony Davis isn't himself, if that, you know, we hate to hear the word Achilles. So if this Achilles injury is more serious than they're letting on, and he's been out for a month, so it's already fairly serious. But if it's really debilitating, then I don't think a LeBron and a half-speed AD can win the West. But I'm operating on the assumption that they will be back, you know, close to full health. And are you going to tell me you're going to take, I just throw out, a Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray over LeBron and AD?
Yep, because I just don't know where they're going to be. I just think too many things have to be right for them to win. And if there's any setback or somebody gets gimpy, they won't win. And I just don't like the team. I don't like the makeup of the team that they had, even with those guys. I think that they made a mistake. And I get it. You don't always want to stand pat, Chris. You want to make some moves, right, and spice it up for a different group of guys. So I get that. I just think it's going to be a real tough. And there's just too many things that have to go right for them to win. And I think whenever we're banking on more than one or two things having to be right, it was one thing waiting for Anthony Davis to come back. Now you're waiting for Anthony Davis and LeBron, and we don't know what the situation will be with LeBron being off that long at 36 years old. We don't know if Anthony Davis, will he be gimpy? Will he be a little leery because of what we saw with Durant? You know what I mean? These are all factors that could factor in. So I'm here today, and I don't believe they make it out of the Western Conference. I don't believe they have a chance to repeat for their championship. I think this year will wind up being a wash, and people will look back at it and go, you know what? Anthony Davis and LeBron got hurt that year, and that's the reason that they weren't able to compete or get out of the West. That'll be their built-in excuse on why things went awry.
Well, if that's the case, it'll be a legitimate explanation, you know, because obviously they would have had a chance to win the West with those two healthy. But again, I still like them in the West. I still think they're the team to beat. And do they miss JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard at the rim? Yeah. But guess what? They got the number one defense in the league. And that's with Anthony Davis missing a month of games. And Rob, one thing about the Lakers, they play defense.
It was just a week ago the Knicks had the number one defense. So, I mean, and they were 500.
But that's fine. I mean, you can the Knicks play great defense.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
But they were LeBron James and an Anthony Davis.
Right, but they were 500. So that was just a week ago. I'm just saying, I'm just talking about the eye test as far as the team. I don't think that this team is as good as last
year. When I look at them, the eye test, their defense is noticeable. Like, it's noticeable how good they are defensively. They get after it. Schroeder, at this point, is a better defender than Rondo was. Now, I get playoff Rondo was big last year, and we'll see if Schroeder can replicate what Rondo gives him. But Schroeder's a better player at this point in his career than Rondo was last year. Now, they do, I think, more than the rim protection, because you know, we talk about this all the time, Rob. Who's really, you know, dudes ain't killing you at the rim anymore like they used to, for the most part. And what I think they miss more is they don't shoot the ball very well. Now, perhaps they're slumping. You know, guys are – we saw them in the bubble last year when they first got there in the regular season, the 8 regular season games. They couldn't hit threes and they couldn't stop threes. And then the playoffs start and they turn it up a notch. So maybe that'll happen now, but they don't shoot the three ball very well. That, to me, is their biggest problem, and they should be out there on the market looking to add some shooting. But I think – and here's my other thing, Rob. Nobody in the West, as good as it is, and we know it's deep and all that, who's scary? The Clippers aren't scary. The Clippers have gone 11-11 over the last 2 months. The Clippers are 6-8 over the last month, and they're 3-5 over the last, like, 2-3 weeks. They have trouble in the clutch. Kawhi and their numbers are bad in the clutch because they really need a point guard to get them into a good offense rather than just going one-on-one late in games. And then, surprisingly, their defense isn't even that good. It's mediocre.
So they're 11-11, but they got one less win than the Lakers, or does they have the same amount of wins?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's okay. What the standings say, but they're 11-11 over the last 2 months. So they got out in a hot start, 16-5, but since then they've been struggling. And Utah, I don't think, scares anybody. They would be doing something that, you know, we rarely see, winning without a superstar. It's happened. You know, the Detroit team in 04, it's happened, but I don't see this Utah team doing that. Denver is not having a great year. They're the fifth seed. They're not playing like we expected, even though they're picking it up a little bit. Dallas, eh. Golden State, Portland, eh. You know, I mean, that who's Phoenix? Eh. I mean, that's the thing, right? The West is really good all the way around, but nobody's like a world beater. The team that's a world beater is Brooklyn.
No, we
that's the team that's the world beater. I said today, I think Brooklyn will beat the Lakers, but I don't see a Western team. Now, I see Western teams capable of beating them, yes. But somebody that the Lakers can't beat, no, I don't see that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Are the Lakers done? Has LeBron James's injury effectively ended their season, ended their chances of reaching the NBA Finals? It happened a couple years ago, his first go-round with the Lakers. Remember that groin injury? They never got back to where they had been. So Rob thinks that'll happen again. What say you, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Called 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Also, we're brought to you by the great AutoZone. I love AutoZone. I remember I was dealing with a dead battery recently. I headed over to AutoZone because I knew
when
it was America's.
Car you got?
Nah, thankfully, no. I knew it was America's number one battery destination, Rob. They offered free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. I knew this. So I headed over there. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Are the Lakers toast? Rob Parker thinks so. What say you?
Put some butter on them. Some butter, B-U-T-T-A, as we say in New York. Put some butter on them. Bob in Naples, Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good evening, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. A simple question, and I'm going to walk the fence on this one. Complex.
No walking the fence.
May.
No, Bob, no walking the fence. Come on now, just pick a side. What do you think?
All right. If you're holding a metaphorical gun to my head,
yes.
I've got to go with my boy Rob on this one. Because
yes.
Wow.
Chris, I love you, but Rob, I don't know if you're a pessimist or if you're a little cynical, but you see the landscape through different lenses. Chris, I'm not saying you don't possess those lenses, but Rob talks through those lenses. I love it. Rob, you're the straw that stirs. You're my boy. Chris, you're great. But Rob is my boy. Have a good
my
night,
man,
fellas.
My man, Bob, in Naples, Florida.
I'll give you – well, look, let me – before y'all give Rob all this credit, oh, he's going out on a limb. Rob didn't think they were winning the West anyway. If LeBron was healthy as a 25-year-old, Rob still was saying Clippers in the West.
Let me tell you something. I have the tape. I'm going to bring it in. When I was a sportscaster on WXYZ in Detroit, and LeBron and the Cavs were down 3-1, I'll get the clip for you, Chris. I predicted them to come back and win that series and win the championship. So I have not always said LeBron wasn't going to win. I picked them, and I knew the Warriors would choke in that series. All right, BJ in San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, BJ?
What's up, Big Rob? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you, bud?
Man, everything is well, man. But, yeah, I just want to weigh on this topic. I don't think the Lakers are making it out the West. I got to go with you. I just think the Clippers have their number. And head-to-head matchups against the Clippers and Lakers since they acquired Kawhi, I just see that they have their number. I think they're going to come out the West. So I wouldn't think it would make a big difference.
How they have their number? It was 2-2 last year.
But they had 3 wins against the Lakers. They won this year too.
Yeah, they won the first 2 last year, lost the last 2 last year.
And they won this year against the Lakers.
Okay.
Game. You know
first
what I'm saying?
First game of the season. That means they got the Lakers number.
It'll be interesting.
The Clippers are good. They got a shot. Don't get me wrong. But
definitely. They're not out of it. BJ, thanks, man. Continue with your podcast. He has a basketball podcast. Nick in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good. Nick, we already know Nick is with Chris because every time he calls.
Nick is just a greatly wise.
I don't even know why I take the call. At some point.
Rob, you can read the future now.
I already know, man. I mean, you're so predictable. Go ahead. I'll take my headphones off for this.
I'll throw something unpredictable at you. I am with Chris. But, you know, barring a major setback from these injuries, yeah, I think the Lakers will be fine, even if they do play. And LeBron and AD have their chemistry from a year ago when they developed it. LeBron has played most of the season with this team, so he's adjusted to them as well. My question to Rob is, though, the Nets, who have no superstars, who have no proven track record of adjusting in the playoffs like LeBron, how do you keep favoring them to win a championship when they don't have much chemistry under their belt and a lot of their players are injured? But the Lakers, all of a sudden, it's over.
The difference is they're 15-2 without Kevin Durant, with Kyrie in and out, with
regular
nights
season,
when they're
though.
Not playing. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm looking at their supporting cast, what they have. Blake Griffin is now 4th option.
He had a dunk last night.
I saw that.
I don't even think he's the 4th option, Rob.
Fifth option.
They got
three options,
and then everybody else just fills in.
So I'm saying if I look at that, Chris, without Durant playing at all or being involved, and you add him to the mix with 2 finals MVPs, what he's able to do with Kyrie, who's made big shots, playing some of his best basketball, they don't have to be world stoppers to win. All they need to do is be a middle-of-the-road defensive team. And as Antonio Daniels said, and I agree with him, it's an arms race, and they have so much firepower.
Well, and I think also, Rob, maybe it's the era now of the super teams or just guys moving around. It seems like more than ever, you know, we can look at a lot of teams and see that they're not going to have a ton of time together. The Clippers are fairly intact, you know. But, you know, this Brooklyn team, they certainly don't seem to be worried about chemistry. Philadelphia, Embiid will be coming back for them. He will have missed some significant time. Milwaukee just added a PJ Tucker. You know, teams add players. So that's why, again, I think this Lakers team was together last year for the most part. I think they'll be fine chemistry-wise. All right, we got Jovan Buha who can talk to us about it. He's the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, does a great job. He's been on the show before. Jovan Buha. Jovan, welcome to The Odd Couple, man.
What's happening?
How's it going, guys?
We are good, man. Great to have you on, and a perfect night to have you on. So I know we don't – if there is new information on how long LeBron could be out, it seems like maybe anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks is what they're saying. Let us know if that still seems to be the case. And how do you think, you know, this is going to impact the Lakers?
So that does seem to be the case. It looks like 3 weeks is probably the short end. And as you said, 6 weeks is probably on the longer end. Though we've seen high ankle sprains go as long as, you know, even 8 to 10 weeks, which would really have him, you know, pushing back into the beginning of the playoffs potentially. But my read on the situation is he'll probably be out around 4 weeks or so. This is LeBron. And I thought it was just insane that he was able to even get up on that ankle and right. You know, re-enter the game. And, I thought.
Well, he had to get his double figures points. So
he had to get his three.
Amazing he hit that three, too.
Yeah.
Right?
But it was one of those things where, you know, just, you know, you guys have seen it. Like, you watch him and he'll have a play like that where it looks like he gets injured. And most normal players will actually be injured or have to leave the game. And LeBron just kind of reties his shoe and then goes back in. So I thought it was one of those moments. But when you saw him leave, when you saw him knock over that chair on the way to the locker room, you kind of knew it was serious. And, I think that the biggest thing with LeBron being out is when Anthony Davis returns. And he's supposed to be reevaluated this week. So we'll have an update on his timetable maybe as soon as tomorrow, but you know, definitely by the end of the week. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing, because without those two guys, I do think that this is, you know, a lottery level team, right? Like, they don't have another star the way that like a Brooklyn does or some other really good teams to kind of step up. So I think if you've seen them play, you know, the rest of that Atlanta game, the game last night against Phoenix, like, the offense is the problem. You know, I think the defense will be okay. They'll get Marc Gasol back. Maybe they'll add someone on the buyout market. But it's really the offense where it's hard for them to generate good looks in the half court without LeBron and AD. So if you get AD back within the next week or two, I think I'm you know, semi-optimistic that they can at least tread water, you know, stay around 500. But if AD misses another couple weeks, you know, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and you're without LeBron that whole time, I think they're really going to struggle. And you know, if you're looking at that like next 15 game stretch, they could go 3-12 or 4-11 or 5-10, something like that. So you do that, and now you're looking at, you know, maybe the 6 or 7 seed, you know, rounding into early May when those guys will be back. So I think it really just depends on when Anthony Davis comes back. I think that's kind of the biggest swing factor here. But if LeBron and AD are both out for a month or so, I really think this team is going to tumble down the standings, because I think that they got a tough schedule. If you look at it, they got Milwaukee, the Clippers, the Nets again, the Heat. Like, they play all the top teams again within the next month or so. So I do really think AD's return is kind of the biggest factor in their regular season right now.
I think they have almost no shot to repeat as champs. I think too many things have to go. No, that's what Chris said. Exactly.
I said it about three times.
Yes, he did. I just think there's too many things that need to come together. And when you're talking about a 36-year-old with an injury, I know he's bounced back before quickly, but we just don't know as you get older, and God forbid he tweaks it again or something happens. AD, we don't know. I don't like the team that they have, the roster. I think that they're missing something with Rondo and McGee and Dwight Howard that they had a year ago. And obviously they thought they were upgrading. Most people thought they had a better roster when they made their moves. Those are the things that worry me. I think the West is tougher. I think if they're down and now, we're, you know, I think the road to recovery is just too many things that have to happen. And I just don't see it.
I mean, I think you make a compelling case. Like, I think it's hard to disagree with a lot of the points you made. I do think that, look, right, like we could go back through NBA history. You look at that second Rockets season when they went back-to-back. I believe they were a 6 seed that year, which I think is in play for the Lakers. And I do think that while I'm not going to say home court advantage doesn't matter, because I don't think that, I do think it probably matters less this postseason than in previous postseasons.
I'll agree with you there. I'll agree with you.
Yeah, just because of the unknown with COVID and how, you know, fans are going to be in there and stuff. And actually, the Lakers have been better on the road this season than at home. Right. And you know, they've talked about how weird it's been to play at Staples Center and have no fans there. So, I mean, for me, it really comes down to, you know, their title odds come down to, are LeBron and AD healthy? Because I think we can go through, you know, if you go through every postseason, if a team has relatively, you know, even talent as their opponent, which I think the Lakers have as much, if not more talent than, you know, any other team, maybe you put Brooklyn ahead of them. But besides Brooklyn, I think they have as much talent, if not more than any other team, right? You know, it's usually the best player in the series, their team wins. And I think in most series, the Lakers are not just going to have the best player, but they're going to have the two best players in LeBron and AD. And that is, for me, it's like, okay, maybe they start in round one on the road in Denver. Are you going to pick Denver over them? Because I'm going to pick the Lakers, right? And then maybe in round two, they're playing Phoenix on the road. I'm still going to pick the Lakers over Phoenix because I think they have the two best players. So, you know, maybe when you get to the conference finals, that's where that fatigue factors in. And I think maybe they have a tougher road where there might be some more 6 or 7 game series, and maybe that accumulates and hurts them deeper in the postseason. But I still think they have a really good shot to at least make the conference finals, if not go further. Now, I think to your point, like, you know, it's for them, it's championship or bust, you know, losing in the finals or losing in the conference finals. That's a failed season. But I still think they're going to be there as long as those two guys are healthy.
You mentioned AD earlier and him being the key to when he gets back. I both Rob and I, we expected AD to kind of take it to another level this year.
Be like MVP this year. Yes.
I thought he'd be in the race for MVP. I thought it'd be a natural passing of the torch from LeBron to him. And, you know, he was 22-9. So, you know, he was a legitimate all-star and all that. But he was not playing as well as he has in the past. And I think in addition to getting himself right physically, he needed to take this time to get right mentally. Do you think there was something there, too, and that for some reason he wasn't playing as well? And what's your take on why, if you agree with us?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you guys. And it was something that, you know, I wrote a big feature on AD earlier in the season, and he kind of talked about that of just, you know, for him, he's someone that likes to take a few weeks off after the season to just kind of unwind, let his body rest and recover, you know, not touch a basketball, not work out, and just really take, you know, a month off and just sort of detach from everything and then get back into the gym. And because of the shortened off season, that threw off his entire rhythm. And you know, the 71-day off season, shortest in NBA history. And he's basically said, like, I didn't really start getting into shape until like training camp. Like, I wasn't really even in shape. When
so
we started
did he take
camp.
That month? He did take that time.
So he did take that time off. And okay. I think that, you know, for him, it just what was the thing where he was kind of behind the eight ball to start the season a little bit, and was still working himself into shape. And you know, as you said, still putting up 22-9. You know, the Lakers have the best defense, but by defensive efficiency, and he is the biggest reason for that, right? Like he is the. You know, I felt he should have been in more in the defensive player of the year conversation than he was, and it was still, you know, not putting up the same counting numbers as we've been accustomed to, you know, the last few years, but was still the main reason why the Lakers had the best defense, and we've seen them slip a bit since he's been out. So I think, you know, he was still having a really good year, but I do think, to your point, not the year that we were expecting. But I actually think that this could end up being a positive for the Lakers, is if they can tread water and AD gets a little bit of a rest, you know, and can kind of recover and just get right mentally and physically. Frank Vogel is now talking about giving LeBron some time off, just, you know, to mentally to not be as involved and be leading the team.
So does that mean he would get away from the team a little bit?
Like, so we asked Frank about that. He said not necessarily that, but he just meant like more so in huddles and team meetings. Like he wants LeBron to kind of just be in the back more so, and you know, letting other guys that are actually playing kind of step up, take more of a leadership role, and not put that burden on LeBron. And Frank was saying he thinks LeBron might just need a little bit of a mental break for a little bit. So I think there's actually like a flip side where, I mean, yes, like I do think that being a lower seed, having to play on the road will be harder. But if you get AD and LeBron, you know, semi-fresh by the playoffs, like we could see a dominant run from this team. You know, I think that, you know, regardless of who they're playing and what their seeding is, like those two guys are healthy and fresh. Like, I think that's that's a scary sight. So I do wonder, you know, I do think AD's return is a big thing. You know, is he now it's basically going to be New Orleans, right? It's going to be him and a bunch of role players. And like, how does he handle that? You know, kind of once he's back, but I do wonder if those two guys can kind of actually get a bit of a break mentally and physically, you know, can they actually be more dangerous come playoff time?
And there's no truth to the rumor that AD will ask for a trade once he gets to this team with all role players. I'm sorry.
That's our man, Jovan Buha, Lakers beat writer for the Athletic. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Yep. All right, sources say is next. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Bro. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It is time for Sources Say.
Yes, Big Daddy.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob's alleged 45 years of combined journalism experience to the test. I don't really believe that. I don't believe
now you're shortchanging us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys say that you worked in newspapers, but has anyone actually seen you work in newspapers?
Going back to 1986.
No.
Who?
Bylines.
I mean, I could write my name on a byline.
I used to get the biggest thrill when I wrote for the New York Times, because this is, you know,
your name,
basically pre-internet. And I'd be in the L.A., you know, Los Angeles airport or Boston or Chicago or Denver or somewhere and see the New York Times and my name in the byline. And that was huge. You know, the internet wasn't a big thing at
that
point.
Was it a chubby moment or not? Were you know?
A chubby moment? I'm not even going to answer. I don't even know what that means, and I don't think I want to know.
Okay, so.
You're fired.
I can't wait to tell my my daughter about I work with two guys who knew what newspapers were back in the day.
Hey,
that's right.
Let's get started. Indeed. Sources say. Those I got seven the stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to Chris and Rob to tell me which sources are good and which sources are bad. I flipped the coin in the commercial break. Rob's going first. So, Rob, you get the first crack at story number one.
Parker.
Rob Gronkowski and his longtime girlfriend announced on Instagram today they're expecting their first child. It's a boy. And Gronk says he's already got a name picked out. Little Rob Gronkowski. First name, Little. Middle name, Rob. Last name, Gronkowski.
It sounds so preposterous that I'm going to say it's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true as well.
You sit on a throne of lies.
What kind of meathead do you guys think that he is, man?
He's gonna name his kid
Little Rob
Meathead.
He's not. That's his brand, Meathead.
Right.
So it is true they're having a baby.
No, they're not. But him and his girlfriend have been all over EIG recently. So
that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
That there was a baby coming, like the bun in the oven, Rob G.
No, here we go.
Are you trying to tell us that you guys are having a number two?
No, not right now. Okay. Right
how many
now.
Do you want, Rob G? How
two.
Many
we want two.
You want two?
Not
yep.
two. Not three.
See, you should have been like me. Knock it out in one shot.
Just hate my life for like the first 3 years and then be good.
No, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
right, Chris.
It is.
Yeah,
it was
uh-huh.
lovely.
Like, you must have forgot what it was like with a newborn baby and you got two of them at the same time.
It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Don't lie to America. Here we go. Story number two. My sources say that Catherine Diaz, one of El Salvador's top surfers, died on Friday after she was hit by lightning during a training session near her home. Chris, are my sources good?
False.
I'm going to say true.
True.
Rest in peace, Catherine Diaz.
Rest in peace.
That's tough, man. That's a tough way to go.
I can't believe you made that a sources say.
It is true.
She got hit by lightning.
I said rest in peace, so it's okay.
Oh,
here
really?
We go. Story
okay.
number
Tell that to her
three.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. This is NCAA tournament related. BYU Cougars junior guard Jesse Wade got trapped inside of an elevator at the team hotel before the team's loss in the NCAA tournament. I think Rob's
what,
winning.
So was he not at the game?
No, he was before the game started, but he was trapped in the elevator. His teammates had to bust him out of it.
Okay.
Rob, you're winning. Are my sources good?
Yes, that's a true story.
I think that's true.
All right. Make this next one tougher. This is actually a pretty big story. So if you don't get this one, I don't think this is not a good sign for either one of you.
All right.
25-year-old
LeBron James injured his ankle.
Yeah, here we go.
True or false, right?
LaMelo Ball out for the season. 25-year-old Cubs minor leaguer Jesus Camargo Corrales was reportedly arrested this past week after cops discovered a Cubs duffel bag containing 21 pounds of meth, oxycodone, and other drug paraphernalia. Rob, you host an MLB podcast. Are my sources good?
Inside the Parker, which will be kicking off next week, right? April 1st.
Give us the answer.
Yes. That's got to be true, and I think that they found some juice, too, in there in his bag. Yes, I'm going to say true.
I think that's true.
Bro.
All right.
Hold on, quickly.
We got one more quickly. You guys know that the NCAA got into some hot water after the women's facilities were not up to par compared to the men's. One person who didn't seem to mind, though, former NBA swingman Nick Young, who said it's okay because they're the JV team. Talking about the women's sports. Rob, you're in first. Are my sources good?
Yes, that is true.
I needed him to say false. It's true.
Bro.
You
believe
that?
Alex, I'm glad you back so I can get my music.
Let's go,
baby. I haven't heard this in so long. Hey. I wanted to hear it.
Hey, Alex, that chubby I was talking about is back, baby.
Oh, gosh.
Keep it PG. PG-13, Rob Parker.
Nice.
Keep
I love
it locked.
This.
We got an hour left. It's Chris and Rob.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.